It is not too late to find your person. It's 99.7 DJX, and maybe you already had an encounter with that person, but you didn't get a name or number, so how are you going to follow up and see if it's real?
Well, you do a little typey-typey.
Sure.
In mom's basement. You send mom's it off to the basement. Internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right, this is Target card aisle. Be my Valentine? Question mark?
Man, oh, woman. Nice.
You were in the Valentine's Day card aisle at Target. You were beautiful. You had arms. You had legs.
You had arms and legs?
Honestly, you had it all.
We're complimenting people on that now?
You were holding cards like they had personally wronged you, and I felt seen by that.
Oh, wow.
I was nearby pretending to browse, but actually looking for a birthday card for my mom. I could tell you were getting frustrated. The vibe was, none of these cards understand me.
Oh.
So I decided to be brave. Or stupid. Hard to tell which one. I hit you with a witty, Valentine's Day, am I right?
Okay.
Even as the words left my mouth, yeah. Time slowed.
Sure.
I heard my ancestors sigh.
Yeah.
You looked up and said, what?
Mm-hmm.
This was my moment to pivot.
Yeah.
To say something charming.
Right.
Something insightful.
What did
something
you come up with?
That explained the decline of greeting cards as a concept. Instead, I panicked and said, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. A word so small, yet so powerful in its ability to end a conversation forever.
Yeah. When we're done.
While I stood there replaying my life's choices,
yeah.
you walked away.
Oh.
I don't know if you ever even found a card. I like to believe you did.
Okay.
But only because I believe hope. From my perspective, you seemed unhappy.
Yeah.
And I would love the chance to impress you with my wit and comedic timing. Which is usually better than that. And my surprising amount of knowledge about bees.
Knowledge about bees?
Did you know they can recognize human faces? Incredible creatures, much like yourself.
Do they smell fear, too?
If you'd love to give a 35-year-old man who may be temporarily living with his mom.
Oh, no!
But permanently living with regret, another shot, I promise to do better than, oh, quote, nothing.
Bless his heart. Maybe she was shopping for a Valentine card for grandma.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe for grandma.
Maybe it was for grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
poor
man.
Guy.
Oh.
It's
Craigslist. Well, this is already kind of controversial. To the man in the restroom.
okay.
Woman for man.
Sure.
So I accidentally walked into the men's restroom at a restaurant because the little artsy symbols on the door might as well have been hieroglyphics. We've been there, right?
Right.
You know those places.
Sure.
Not really sure. Was it a man, a woman, a whimsical tree spirit? I made a choice. It was the wrong one.
Okay.
Anyway, I was calmly checking my face in the mirror when you exited a stall and we both unlocked a new level of human panic.
Oh, no.
I screamed.
Yes.
You screamed.
Yes.
It was an equal opportunity fear.
Sure.
Then you said very politely, you're in the men's restroom.
Ooh.
My soul actually left my body. Turned the color of a stop sign, apologized 17 times in one breath, and fled into the correct restroom like I was being chased by my own shame.
Oh, no.
I hid in a stall for a full 10 minutes. Not for bathroom reasons.
Sure.
Just want to be clear. For emotional reasons.
Right.
I assumed if I stayed still long enough, time would reverse itself.
Sure.
While sitting there replaying the incident like a director's cut of my worst moment, I realized something devastating.
What was that?
You were very attractive.
Oh, no.
Well-dressed, calm under pressure, and oh. Notably not wearing a wedding ring, naturally.
Wow.
That could not possibly be our origin story. Two people screaming at each other over sinks is not how love begins. Or is it?
Okay.
I'm on the edge of 30. Time is ticking. Eggs are sweating. So I'm...
Eggs are sweating.
So I gathered my courage. I left the restroom. I scanned the restaurant. And you were gone.
No.
Vanished like a handsome, well-groomed ghost.
Oh, no.
So if you're out there, bathroom boy. I promise I can introduce myself without yelling. I can read signs when they're written in actual letters. And I would love a second chance to meet you in literally any other location except a bathroom. See, that is relatable.
Wow.
Like that, she should get a second chance.
I was going to say.
It was understandable.
I kind of like both these.
And I would say, if you ever find yourself in this situation.
Yes.
You don't go hide in the women's restroom. You go stand outside the men's restroom and wait for him to come out. Because he's going to have to come out.
It was only her realization while she was sitting there replaying everything that he was meant for her.
Oh, and that he was actually cute.
Yeah. So whether you see the lady trying to pick out the right Valentine card in the aisle at Target.
Which already is a risky move. Because if someone's shopping for a Valentine card,
bold
assumptions can be made.
That's right. Or you're trying to search for the guy that you were seeing in the restroom.
Oh, gosh.
It's Craigslist missed connection.
And something just hit me. Like he was coming out of a stall.
I know. He was taking care of business.
It just flew right by me at the beginning.
Yeah.
It wasn't at the urinal.
No.